The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But first, Israel's parliament has passed a law making the death penalty a default sentence for Palestinians convicted in the military court of lethal attacks in the West Bank. Jilan Waba Abdelmajid is ambassador for the State of Palestine in Ireland, and she's here with me in the studio. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Your reaction to this news, this decision of the Knesset?
I mean, this is violate the international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention. It's directly affected the lives of every Palestinian in Palestine. This is something that goes beyond, I don't want to say expectation. Israel persists in its policies and it institutionalized every aspect for the Palestinian life, taking the serious colonization policy on a daily basis against the Palestinians. The celebration that we saw yesterday after passing the bill, that reflects seriously how the Israeli mm-hmm. far-right governments feel about this and really persistence on attacking the Palestinians and its injustice. Mm-hmm.
There was some opposition to this in the Knesset, but it was voted through. And we see that the pressure that is coming on the government from the right-wing elements within it. A member of Ben Gavir's party, and I know that he's been driving this, survived an attack by a Palestinian gunman and her husband died in that attack. She argued that the law was necessary. And the example she used was that in her case, one of her husband's killers was later released and went on to take part in the 7th of October attacks in 2023. Do you think that that is justification in any way for a law like this one?
I don't see any justifications, because if you on the other side of the story, if you want just to make a little bit of, as you Europeans and the West think, balanced, what about the Palestinians? How many Palestinians since Israel colonized Palestine was killed innocently? They were attacked and killed and imprisoned. How many thousands of Palestinians put in jail without treatment, or in the recent far-right government, they are severely tortured and killed. It's inhumane killing, by ignorance, ill-treatment, and deny the medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And direct attack by killing the Palestinians, not only from the Israeli army, but from their colonial settlers. Who can take the rights of the Palestinians? Over the years, thousands of Palestinians have been killed, women, children, men. Who's on the other side would justify the killing of these Palestinians with no treatment, no accountability? I mean, all these soldiers who killed Palestinians released. And many cases, I can, from now until tomorrow morning, I can just tell you exactly the names and the cases that Palestinians were killed by Israelis, and no courts, no treatment for these. So I'm not justifying the killings. We're against the violence, but there must be a way. It's not like this. It's violate, as I said, the Fourth Geneva Convention, mm-hmm. and it's not fair for the Palestinians to be taken into such unjust, unlawful procedures. And if you go into details of this bill or this law, that will show that there will be no treatment. It's a decision that's taken by without even.
Yeah, there will be no right to clemency. There will be sentencing within 90 days. It'll be a military court that will try Palestinians under this law. Now, it is likely that the decision to pass this law will be appealed at Supreme Court level. Do you have hope that it might be annulled when it gets to that point?
Yes, we wanted, all the voices around the world. We want the international community to put pressure. I think it's clear. I mean, reading about the association agreement between Israel and the EU, the clause for the human rights, it's a way to put pressure over Israel. I know that this bill passed over 62-46 against it, mm-hmm. but still it passed. And it will be implemented. There will be appeal, but who knows how this appeal will work. It passed the three readings. So that was yesterday, the third reading. So the international community aware of this for a few times, and there is no action has been taken.
I noticed when that cheering happened in the Knesset when it passed, that Benjamin Netanyahu sat silently and stony-faced as that celebration happened. He also had, now this is reported in the Israeli media, he had asked that some elements of this measure be softened because he was concerned about international backlash. His motivation might not give you any hope there. He doesn't want the retribution from international partners and colleagues. But does it give you some hope that he seems to be uncomfortable with this at some level?
I mean, listen, this is will not change anything. Like his attitude, what he think, what he thought, the bill passed and it's now for implementation. We witnessed Netanyahu attitude over the last couple of years, over the past 10 years since he become the prime minister of Israel. I didn't see any sign that he might change his mind. The policy of Israel is to colonize, to have more lands, less Palestinian people. This is what I see. So every instrument, every measures, every policies that Israel is taking is to enrich this colonization of Palestine.
The Irish government, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, has condemned this law, urged the Israeli government not to implement it. What more can the Irish government do, in your view?
I think it's part, like, it's not only the Irish government, but it's part of, it's like, you know, EU, I mean, among EU countries, sanctions is one of those. To implement the EU Israeli associations and to implement and activate the clause of the human rights. Mm-hmm. This is very important. Ireland and other European countries come together for a sanction or taking action, serious actions, taking measures like to stop Israel, as long as Israel not hold accountable for its impunity and its breaching of international law, Israel will continue to breach more, to undermine the international law and to continue its colonization to Palestine.
Well, we have this fragile ceasefire in place now. Do you think the passing of this law will impact that, will destabilize that further?
Like it's there is no actually stabilization. Even the fragile ceasefire, Israel continue to kill Palestinians on a daily basis. So I mean, if I said that more than 650 Palestinians were killed since the ceasefire announced, we see even more measures and more policies taken in the West Bank. We see Israel is gone beyond even the Palestinian territory to Lebanon, to Iran. So all of this. We see that Israel act with impunity because there is no accountability and no one put restrictions over the Israelis' behavior or activities or even, like, you know, wish to be in the Middle East and influence and impacted all the Middle East situation.
Well, you see what's happened with Iran and the conflict that has been started by Donald Trump and Israel working together, and we see what Israel is doing in South Lebanon in fighting Hezbollah. As long as that relationship continues, the situation is unlikely to change. And I would imagine that that is your fear as you sit here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, since this war started, I mean, all the issue about Palestine put aside. Even the ceasefire, the fragile ceasefire, put some or give some relax for the international community. There is a ceasefire. However, it was fragile since then. Listen, the Palestinian cause is a just cause. And even though if it goes up and downs within, like, you know, the news over the world, but because the injustice continue, this cause will continue to be there, even if it's not on the top stories, but this will bring this law that was passed yesterday. It brought the issue of Palestine, and it will not end. Uh-huh. So, as this injustice continue, the cause of Palestine will not die. So, I'm concerned. Yes, the whole situation in the Middle East is become frightening, and as long as there is no restrictions to put to stop Israel from continue of its aggressions in the Middle East, the whole situation will be a disaster.
Are you disappointed with the EU response to Israel?
Yes, I am. I am. However, I know that there are there were statements, issues in certain occasions. I know that they are fully aware of the disaster. I know that they are in some cases there are statements say that they are against the Trump action in the Middle East, but without taking any actions, I mean, without taking a serious measures on the ground to stop this. I don't think that this will make anyone happy that the role of the EU is put aside and it's not really active on the ground.
Israel's stated aim is to obliterate Hamas. What is the status of Hamas right now, do you believe? Is it stronger as a result of this action? Is it recruiting at the moment? Or is it deemed less powerful now because of the action that the Israelis have taken?
Listen, Hamas signed the Trump plan, and they agreed put aside their arms. There are like kind of negotiations around within the administration of Gaza, like Mladenov the people taking care of the situation in Gaza. Not serious talk about, I don't want to call it disarmament, but there is some kind of talks. But because Hamas already signed this and agreed on this, it's just a matter of taking a serious talk about this. And with the issue that happens between Israel, Iran and the United States, this was put aside a little bit. But the situation on the ground is not like, you know, promising. And on the ground, Hamas is still active in Gaza. Even though Israel control like more than 54% of Gaza. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, Hamas is still running the daily life of the Palestinians.
And how do you feel about that fact?
It's not a matter of feeling. It's a matter of how this plan that adopted by Trump works on the ground. And at that time, actually, we support the administration for Gaza. I mean, as the Palestinian leadership. And we wish, not to be far away from the situation. It's our people. It's our land. Mm-hmm. And we cannot avoid being engaged directly through direct engagement or through the international community. I still feel that, there is a way to get out of this misery in Gaza. And
precipitated in part, and I know this is a very long running situation, but precipitated in part by that decision on the 7th of October to do what Hamas did to the Israelis. That caused a lot of where we are today, right?
True. However, I remember that at this time, maybe at the beginning, everybody was confused what's going on. But later on, I think even part of Hamas leadership talk about that they regret this. It's not the time to say regret or not regret, but it's the time. And we repeated this more and more that we're against killing innocent people. We're against taking hostages. I remember that during this time, it was very difficult for everyone. But the suffering of the Palestinians and the destruction of Gaza, that was beyond even Hamas expectation. I'm not going to speak on behalf of Hamas and how they thought about it. But I think that as long as Palestine is colonized, I think we have the right and the full right that is protected by international law to resist. I know that resistance, they have taken many kind of ways. And as the Palestinian government or the Palestinian leadership for a while now, we took the peaceful path and the diplomatic path and talking to the international community. I think we tried our best to do this, and we need we need to continue to do this, and we need, to take more serious action on the ground to protect our people. Resist, it might take several ways. Before, during the 70s and 60s, it was an armed resistance. But nowadays, when we decide to sign Oslo and to talk peace, I think we need to be supported internationally.
Okay. We need to leave it there, but thank you very much for coming in. That is the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Jilan Wahba Abal Majid. And we will take a break. We'll be back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.